Everybody, this past Shabbos, as we know, we had a storm, and therefore the Eruv was not operational. The Eruv was not functioning, and because of that, many people, unfortunately, did perhaps violate the Malacha of Hotzah, which is not what we're going to talk about now, but what I think is an interesting discussion is, was it even appropriate, was it advisable that as leaders of the community, we should tell people, we should inform them of the fact that the Eruv is even down? Sounds like a surprising question, but the answer to that is not so simple at all. So we begin with a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, where the Torah tells us, "Hocheach tochiyah es amisecha velosisa alav chet." We have an obligation to give tochacha, to rebuke, to reprimand, and admonish those in our community who might be doing something wrong. That is factor number one that one has to keep in mind. Factor number two that the Gemara says is, "Kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh." We all bear a responsibility for each other. In some way, we are considered to be liable or accountable for other people, and therefore, just because I know that the Eruv is down, it would make sense that I have an obligation to make sure that you also don't violate the laws of Shabbos. Now, that doesn't mean I have an obligation to go stop every non-religious Jew in the neighborhood and tell them also all the laws of Shabbos, but it means that if I have a member of our community who otherwise is educated and does keep Shabbos, so we should have an obligation because of our sense of general responsibility for each other to make sure that others refrain from violating the Avera as well. And third of all, the third factor I think you need to consider is we have a general prohibition of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. So if I'm the one who is responsible for the Eruv, I happen not to be, but if I'm in a position where I am responsible for the Eruv, where I approve it and I oversee it and I keep the secret to myself and I don't tell anybody about the fact that the Eruv is not functioning this week, I would imagine that you would violate all three of these principles. Number one, hocheach tochiach es amisecha. Number two, the sense of arevus, of responsibility for each other. And number three, this prohibition of lifnei iver that applies in kol ha-Torah kula. At the same time that we have all of these factors that we need to consider, we find a number of sources in Chazal where we are instructed that when we see somebody doing something wrong, we should not say anything. We should keep our words, we should keep our feelings to ourselves, and we should not share the information with them. For example, we have the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Ches, where the Gemara says there was a Takana Midrabanan, and as we know, you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus into another, from one domain into another one on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, everybody knows that you're not allowed to carry from one place into another. That we all know. However, says the Gemara, the Chachamim were concerned that people might inadvertently carry something from one Rishus and transfer it into another. How is that going to happen? Says the Gemara, if you have a fence that separates in between my backyard and your backyard, and we don't have an Eruv that allows us to go from one to the other, so if I'm going to be sitting and playing ball on top of my fence, even though it's a very wide fence and I can sit on top of the wall or whatever it might be, but if I'm going to be sitting up there and playing with certain items, maybe the item is going to fall down into the other person's property, and then inadvertently I'm going to come and violate the Avera of Hotza on Shabbos. So therefore the Gemara says, you're not allowed to sit on top of this fence, on top of the wall, and play with different items because we're concerned that maybe it's going to go over into the other person's property. Says the Gemara, V'ha kachazinan demiyasvi. Don't we know that we see all the time that people sit on top of these walls, on top of these fences, and we don't say anything? And we know that they're violating the Issur D'Rabbanan. How come we don't get in the way? Why don't we say something to them? Why don't we advise them that they shouldn't be up there? Answers the Gemara, Hanach lehem liYisrael mutiv sheyihu shogigin va'al yihiyu mezidim. Says the Gemara, people aren't going to listen to us, so it's better that we just don't say anything than to inform them of the halacha, and then they're going to come to do it anyway, where it's not going to be any longer a shogeg, rather it's going to be a violation b'mezid. That is what the Gemara says there in Maseches Shabbos. Very similar Gemara, Maseches Beitzah Daf Lamed tells us there are certain activities, midrabanan, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. For example, it says you're not allowed to do certain dancing, certain clapping. So the Gemara asks, we see everybody does it, and nobody seems to put up an issue about it. So the Gemara answers, Mutav shiyu shogigin v'al yumezidin. Look, people are going to do what they do. There's a limit to how much we can correct them. There's a limit to how much we can control the situation. And therefore, says the Gemara, in those circumstances, it is better not to inform them of the halacha and just to allow them to keep doing the thing that they do. And finally, the Gemara there gives an example. We have a halacha with regard to the laws of Yom Kippur, that not only does one have to fast, me'erev ad erev, that you have to fast from sundown to sundown, but the Gemara says we learn from the psukim that you have an obligation of tosefes Yom Kippurim as well. You have to take in the Yom Tif a little bit earlier then it officially starts. So the Gemara says, don't we know that you see people stuffing water into their mouths or taking something to eat and to drink up until the Shkia? So ask the Gemara, why don't we stop them? Why don't we say you have a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippur, it's a mitzvah like every other, so why don't we inform them of the halacha that they have to make sure to do Tosefes Yom HaKippurim as well? Answers the Gemara, Mutiv Shiyu Shogigin Val Yumezidin. Look, people are going to eat up until the moment when Yom Kippur starts. Once the clock strikes Yom Kippur, the Shkia, then they're going to start fasting. But to stop people earlier than that is unreasonable. We can't imagine that they're actually going to listen to us. And therefore the Gemara says, just leave things the way they are and don't try to intervene. Don't try to get involved. Says the Raman Shulchan Aruch, well, how do we draw the line? If somebody is violating any laws of the Torah, we would say, don't get involved. If someone's driving a car on Shabbos and happens not to know the halacha, would we just say, well, they're going to drive anyway, so we may as well not tell them? Says the Raman, no. The answer is that we say, mutiv shiyushogi in value mezidim, only by something which is not mefurish b'Torah. So if you have a pasuk in Chumash that says, do not speak Lashon Hara, and you have somebody sitting right next to you talking Lashon Hara, then you have to stop them, because that is mefurish b'kra. That is something explicit that everybody should know. It's something obvious. But if you have something which is only derived from a pasuk, even if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, says the Rama, but it's not something that is explicit in the psukim themselves, like the din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it is not expressed explicitly in the Torah itself, in such a situation, says the Rama, that is where we would tell a person, mutav shiyu shogigin va'al yihiyu mezidim. Now, this is not such a simple concept, and it doesn't apply everywhere. So the Tosas asks in Masechah Shabbos, Tosas in Baba Basra, Tosas in Abba Dezara, asks the same question all over the place. I don't know all those Masechtas, but in one place he says to look in the other place. He puts all the Gemaras together where he asks, is that really true? Do we say that there are times when one should not get involved, or one should not say that someone's doing an Avera? Don't we see in many other sources in Chazal that it is my obligation, and you have an obligation of Lifnei Iver, and you have an obligation of Arvus? So how do you put these two halachos together? Where do we assume that you should get involved and you should say something? And where do we assume that perhaps it is advisable not to? Writes the Bali Atosis that the guiding principle goes as follows. Where the person is positive, where you are confident that there is no way they will listen to you, and they're going to continue violating the Avera regardless. Imagine, you have a person who doesn't keep Shabbos, who didn't grow up religious at all, who knows nothing about the laws of Shabbos. Now you're going to go tell them you're not allowed to drive a car on Shabbos? What's the likelihood that now they're going to stop driving a car? Zero. Maybe a certain kind of very special person might stop based on what you tell them, but most people who didn't grow up with the sensitivity of what Shabbos is all about will not stop just because you tell them. Therefore, says Tosis, in a case like that, where you know with basic certainty, you have a pretty confident feeling that the person will not take your instruction, will not listen to you, over there the Tosas suggests that's where the Gemara says you keep quiet. However, if one is doubtful, one is hesitant, well, I'll say something, maybe they'll listen to me, maybe they don't, maybe they respect my opinion, maybe they don't. So in a case like that, Tosas says my obligation kicks in, that I have to try and inform them as much as possible and educate them to help them out and to make sure they know the halacha that they perhaps are violating. There were an exchange of letters that were written in Galicia between many Gedolim of the time, that there was a Rav in a community who had some objection to the way the Shechita was being done in his town. Whatever it was, he felt that whoever was the Hashgacha that was being overseeing the Shlachtos was not really something that was reliable, it was faulty, it was defective, there was something wrong, and he felt that everyone in his community was eating treifa meat. But he writes a letter to his contemporary, to his friend, and he says, what am I supposed to do? If I get up next Shabbos in Shul and I tell everybody, you're no longer allowed to eat the meat that's under the Hashgacha in our community, he said, they're going to fire me. It's not like they're going to listen to me and they're going to actually learn from what I'm saying and try to fix the standards of the local Shechita. They're just going to fire me. They'll find someone else and then that person will make the mistake. So he said, is it better that I don't say anything and then everyone will continue to violate the laws of Kashrus? Or should I say something and give up my job, and maybe over the course of time, they will come to have an understanding of what it is to keep kosher and what it is to have proper shechita. So this was a major debate over many, many generations. Where do we draw the line, and when is it appropriate for something to be said, and when perhaps not? So what is the halacha regarding our situation? And that is, Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, the Erev fell down. It was no longer reliable. So we, as a shul, do we have an obligation to tell everybody, to inform them of the fact that they are not allowed to carry outside on Shabbos? Or perhaps, should we say, well, people are going to carry regardless. Unfortunately, much to our chagrin, not everybody does the right thing. And I was told that even though announcements were made in all the minyanim, in all the shuls, there were many people who went around and carried anyway, and just disregarded the announcement. I would imagine not in our shul, but maybe in other shuls, I don't know. There are some people out there who didn't care, and who just carried anyway. So would we say that because of that consideration, it would make sense that we simply do not inform anyone and let them carry on Shabbos? Nobody knows, therefore it's a shogeg, and it's better mutav shehi shogegin ve'al yehiyu mezidin. This is a major question. So, very surprisingly, if you look in the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa, which is the Sefer of Reb Neuvert, very authoritative Sefer on Hilchas Shabbos, he quotes from the great Gadol Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who says the following, mutav shalo lahachriz berabim she'asur letaltil. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, when you have a situation like this, it is better that you do not inform the public of the fact that the Erev is down. Aval yodia kach litznuim. He says you have a couple of pious, of devout individuals in the community who are going to listen to you, who are going to take it seriously. So them, you tell them privately. But to go and make a public announcement, writes the Shmir Shabbos Kilchaser, Reb Shlomo Zalman told him, you should not inform the public, you should not put up signs, because we're concerned that people are going to violate the din of Hotzah anyway. Some people are going to do it not because they want to violate the laws of Shabbos, but because they're so used to carrying every Shabbos with an Erev, they're simply going to make a mistake. They're not going to realize, they're not going to think about it. And therefore, he says, it is better not to say anything. Certainly, writes Reb Shlomo Zalman, what we're dealing with today is only Rishus HaRabim Midrabanan. So he says we would be advised not to say anything. Not only that, in the Sefer Nesivos HaShabbos, which is written by Rabbi Yaakov Bloy, who was one of the great leaders of the Edah Haredis, he passed away only a couple of years ago, so he writes in his Svarim that in the Sefer of Rabbi Zion Yadler, who was the one who was the Mefakeach on the Erev in Yerushalayim all the years, he says he writes in the name of the Aderes, the father-in-law of Rav Kook, who was the Rav HaRashi of Yerushalayim, Shem Niskalkel HaErev B'Shabbos Mutav Shelo Lefarsem. The Minig in Yerushalayim was from years already. The Aderes, who passed away years ago, said that when the Erev breaks in Yerushalayim, we should not inform people because it's just simply not going to be something that they're going to listen to. And therefore he says, it is better not to say, Mitam Mutav Shiyishogigin, based on the principle that the Gemara gives, Mutav Shiyishogigin Va'al Yehiyu Mezidim. And this is something he writes that he learned from others as well, that we should not say anything when the Erev falls down. However, he says, if you see somebody walking down the street, and it's the kind of person that you know will listen, or they're carrying something that just doesn't make a difference, they're carrying a newspaper, they're carrying something that really doesn't need to be carried, so then he says, maybe you want to go tell them. But Stam, to make a big public declaration, he thought was inappropriate. I mentioned this to my father before Shabbos, and he was very surprised that that was the opinion of the great tzaddikim in Yerushalayim, and he said, I guess they had very tough balabatim who wouldn't listen to them, so the assumption was that it's not worth saying anything. But he said that he thought that was not the appropriate psak here in our community, where people are sensitive, where people are interested in knowing the laws of Shabbos and being educated, and they will try their best to listen. And that, in fact, is the opinion of the Chazon Ish and many others as well, that yes, if the Erev falls down, we assume, if you're living in a regular community where most people are sensitive to the laws of Shabbos and most people would be interested to be educated about the fact that Shabbos has to be kept a little bit differently this week, so it makes sense to let them know. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva where he discusses the following. He says, you know, we make an announcement in shul before Tkiyah Shofar, and we say, when we make the bracha now on the Tkiyos, you should have in mind that this goes not only for the Tkiyos that we're doing now, but also for the blowing that we're going to do in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz, and the ones that we're going to do at the end of Musaf. And we make an announcement, people should refrain from talking from the time that we make the bracha all the way until the end. Right, Rav Moshe, come on. Were you ever in a shul where everybody kept quiet from the beginning till the end? So isn't it better that the rabbi just doesn't make the announcement, that the Baal Torkeh doesn't say anything? This way, most people in the shul don't know that there's a reason for them to keep quiet from beginning to end. Most people think it's like a regular day. On a regular day, obviously, we're supposed to keep quiet in shul, but okay, unfortunately, we make mistakes. So says Rav Moshe, wouldn't it make more sense that we simply don't say anything, don't make the announcement, because we're going to lead people to do the wrong thing? And once we educate them that it's the wrong thing to do, now they're held more responsible. Now they're held more accountable for what they're doing wrong, because they can no longer claim that they are uneducated. So Rav Moshe goes back and forth about this issue, and he writes, no, he doesn't think that's true. After all, says Rav Moshe, can a rabbi never get up on Shabbos and give a drasha where he says something that he thinks people should be doing differently? Is it ever feasible that 100% of the members of the shul are going to listen to the words that the rabbis say and take it seriously? Absolutely not. It's never going to happen. It never has happened. It never will happen. So says our Moshe, does that mean that a rabbi can never give a drush on a shul where he's trying to inspire people to do something differently just because he knows that 50% of the shul or 80% of the shul is not going to listen to him? Says our Moshe, no. If you feel that there are members of the shul who are going to be educated and inspired and enlightened from the fact that you are educating them, then he says it would make sense to say something. We know from the outset that not everybody's going to listen. We know that there are some people who are not going to take it seriously and some people who are going to totally ignore it. And now from here on in, they're going to violate the Aveira knowingly. Says Rav Moshe, too bad on them. What are you going to do? That's too bad. But however, Rav Moshe comes to the conclusion and he says that should not be a reason for the rabbi to hold himself back from educating the people that he is responsible for. So again, when we deal with this issue of the one that we had this past Shabbos, the Erev was down. And the question is, should we inform people of the fact that the Erev was down, or should we just leave it the way it is? And assume, mutav sheyishogigin v'alyum ezidin, don't tell anybody and let them figure out whatever they want. You know, I called my father Friday morning and he said, look, with 60 to 70 mile an hour winds, anyone who doesn't give a moment of thought to the fact that maybe one part of the Erev fell down is not called a shogig, that's called a posheya. That's somebody who just is not thinking. If you think clearly, you would understand that one wire somewhere around the neighborhood is going to be down. You have to make such a calculation. But either way, the assumption that we generally go with is mutav sheyishogig does not simply apply across the board to all cases. Because we assume we're dealing with a community of Jews who are generally interested in hearing what the halacha is, and they are sensitive to the fact that they have to keep to the laws of Shabbos, so generally we would assume that the proper thing to do in a situation like the one we had is to in fact inform people of the reality that they are carrying on Shabbos. Now I would say, you know, you see somebody wheeling a stroller in the middle of the street, what do you expect them to do, right? If they didn't know about it, they happen to be wheeling the kid to a friend's house, I would say over there it makes sense not to tell them, because they're not just going to leave the kid in the middle of the street, they're going to do something, and then it's going to turn out that they're violating an Aveira. So it's a complicated halacha, but I think it's an interesting issue to discuss when we talk about the Erev being down. It's not only an issue of Hotzah, but it's also an issue that touches upon many other areas of halacha as well that are not only applicable to here, but to many other scenarios that we might face as well. Reb Chanani Medakasha Omer.